For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. All over America, the news is out, and everywhere there's a tremendous amount of talk and excitement about deep cleaning Oxidol. Women are getting washes so wonderfully clean and white they can hardly believe it. They're discovering that deep cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into fabrics and gets out graying dirt. Dirt left enclosed by the leading wash day suds, the leading short cut suds. Now, this fact was demonstrated to women recently, and I'd like you to hear from Mrs. John Rising of St. Bernard, Ohio, who attended the demonstration. Here's what she saw.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I just washed them with a leading suds to wear your clothes to. Then they washed those clothes over again. This time with deep cleaning Oxidol. Just as I've seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me that Oxidol really can get out gray and dirt left in clothes by those leading short cut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Rising. And ladies, here's something we'd like you to try. Next wash day, use deep cleaning Oxidol and see for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And even more surprising, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look sparkling white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Your clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yep, Oxidol is really safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So to get your clothes deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, the cousins are safely established over there in Middleborough, with Cousin Bonita holding the upper hand. One false move from either Sylvester or Ed, and Bonita can send them both back to jail. And Willie is back at work in the Perkins lumberyard, and Scuffle soon will be back at work. Little Marietta's getting married, and everything's fine. But what's this about Faith? Her invitation from Mr. Spencer Grayson. Well, that's what we hear about today. It's shortly after supper time now, and Faye's in the parlor. Ma's just received the telephone call from Scuffle. Listen.
Okay, then, Ma. If you don't mind, I'll be there in about an hour or so.
Man, we're always glad to see you, Scuffle. There's lots for us to talk over.
Okay, Ma. Anyhow, I'm banished out of here. This place is just crawling with female critters, giggling and squealing. I'll put on my hat and I'll just catch the 802 bus.
All right, Chester, dear. We'll see you then.
Bye, Ma.
Say?
Morning, Ma. Hi. Anything special on Chester's mind?
They're having a shower for Marietta there tonight. Marietta's girlfriend. So Cecil is coming over here.
Oh, sir, that's nice. Ma, sit down. Listen, we haven't even discussed our wedding present to Marietta. If Cecil's coming over tonight, let's discuss it then. I think the whole family should get together on the present, don't you, Ma?
I'm real glad you suggested that, Faye.
Yes, that's exactly what I think.
Of course, Marietta and her husband will be taking over that apartment, you know. Cecil's apartment. Which means that Cecil's the best one to ask that they got. Linens, glassware, you see what I mean.
Yes, that's fine, but I didn't know they were going to live there. I thought they were moving out to Middleborough.
Well, that's what Cecil told me, dear. He's moving back here to Miss Mercer's boarding house. And Mr. and Mrs. Officer Wiggins will be taking over the apartment in Middleborough.
Which means that Marietta doesn't have to move.
Oh, darling, Mom.
And Cecil back at Mrs. Mercer's?
Yes.
And everything's just the way it used to be. Things have worked out just wonderfully, Ma. Just perfectly. And a certain very cute little lady who's sitting in a rocking chair at this moment. She's the one who stage managed everything.
Oh, Doctor, had them in 16.
Of course you did, Ma. Who else did it if you didn't? Just get back. Count up the items. Shuffle's going to be right back with us, living in his old boarding house, working in the Perkins lumber yard, to say nothing of selling his Middleborough lumber yard for a nice little profit.
Oh, that weren't just easy.
Oh, sure it was, Ma. And the same with Willie and Evie. Who's the one who got their money back for them from the cousin?
You.
And now, Evie's herself again, and Willie's got his job again right where he belongs, in the Perkins lumber yard. I suppose it wasn't you who fixed that.
No, that weren't just me, Sarah.
Oh, Ma. And the cousins themselves. Who fixed all of that for Cute and Cozy? Ma Perkins, that's who. Fixed it so that Sylvester and Ed have to walk the straight and narrow or they go back to face trial. That idea of yours about putting them on probation with Benita in charge, that was so wonderful, Ma. And the idea of their buying stuff of lumber yard. What could be more perfect? So why do you say you didn't do anything? You did everything, Ma.
No, dear, I might have helped, but first there had to be something I could help. Some material to work with, you know, first.
I don't understand, Ma.
There had to be something good inside of all those folks you mentioned before anything good could happen. Cecil and Willie and Evie, well, we don't have to discuss them. We know that Evie's our own dear Evie, a dear person. With love and goodness inside of us. All right, now you check Benita. Well, none of this would have worked out for a penny worth of goodness if Benita hadn't been the good person she is. The same with Marietta. And the same with Cousin Ed and Cousin Sylvester, I say.
Oh,
you said that. They're going to find out it's easier and happier to work hard than to scheme for money without working for it. Oh, and then there's Mr. Dodson. He's the one who got the mortgage on Sheffield's lumber yard, you know. He's the one who said he'd go along with the rest of the candidate plan. Mr. Boswell is good, too. In fact, I never met a person in my whole life who didn't have some good inside of him.
And that's my person's philosophy, if ever I heard it. You're wonderful, Ma. You should take over my affairs. Tell me what to do.
Oh, you mean about Mr. Grayson's invitation? Land, say, that's up to you.
Big bum. Why does he have to invite me to New York for Christmas? Why can't it be before Christmas or after Christmas? Christmas belongs to Paulette. To the family.
Well, Christmas wouldn't be the same without all of us together, but since you wouldn't like to take Paulette to New York, too?
Oh, Ma. Well, in one way, that'd be so much fun. But I don't think that's what Spencer had in mind.
Well, say maybe he might like coming here for Christmas. Or you might like suggesting it anyhow.
Why, Ma! Oh, Ma, you're so smart, but that's just exactly the way to do it. That's just exactly what I'll do. I don't think there's a chance in a million that he'll come. I don't think Rushville Center is exactly Spencer Grayson's idea of a big town. But anyway, it gives me a very nice way to refuse his invitation.
Refuse?
I'll tell him I just can't possibly leave my little girl at Christmas time. And I'll say it would be wonderful to see him, and we'd all be delighted if he'd like to come here for Christmas. Or, for that matter, if you'd like to come out for a visit at any other time. Don't you think that sounds gracious enough, Ma?
Land, it sounds real nice to me.
And stuff will get to, I'll excuse myself and write the letter. I guess I better send it airmail.
All right, dear. If any you're right, give Mr. Grayson my regards. He was so nice to us there at Cape Cod. He's a very nice young man.
And now, about an hour and a half later,
Nation, if I wasn't an old man and a bashful one, I'd have hung around there and had the time of my life. More pretty little girl than ever I seen poor in all my life.
Oh, Cecil, these are Marietta's girlfriends, I believe you said on the phone.
Yeah. Girls who work in the same place, plus Officer Wiggins' sisters, plus their girlfriends.
Oh, no.
It looks like a real nice shower, Ma.
Cecil. Now, you do think that linens would be nice, like we talked about before they went out?
Oh, tarnation, Ma. If you and the folks should care to do something like that for the girl, why, she'd be just beside herself with joy and pleasure. And Officer Wiggins, too. But don't go to no extravagance, Ma. You ain't as close to her as me.
Oh, me and Fay want to do it, Chester. I'm sure it will in everything the same. You're getting the news of something else, giving them your own gift.
Well, I got a special relationship with Marietta, you see, Ma. She come to me at a time in my life when I felt that there just wasn't a single human being on this earth who cared 2 cents about me.
Oh, sir. Well, that's over now, old friend. You're back where you belong.
Yes, Ma, it's over. But Marietta helped in that part of it, too. Anyhow, I love her, Ma, and so I'm giving her a part of what I'm giving her. See if you can guess, Ma.
Oh, I wouldn't even try.
Damon and Pythias, Ma, my little dog. Marietta just loves that little critter.
Why,
and so...
Cecil. That's a wonderful present. Oh, land, and you love that little dog so much yourself. Oh, that's a real present.
Oh, it's too much. And for the rest of it, young folks just starting out married life, you know. I reckon I'll give them, a U.S. savings bond or something.
Savings bond?
Mm.
Well, Cecil, that's very generous. That's wonderful,
Cecil. Oh, just something I want to do. Let's talk about the other stuff, Ma, like you and Faye and Faye's invitation from Spencer Grayson and all that. Am I correct in assuming one little fact, Ma, that everything's going along real good?
Yes, Cecil. Everything is going along just fine. Faye is going to invite Mr. Grayson here. And, yes, everything is just fine.
Ladies, if you have a really big wash to do each wash day, you'll especially welcome deep cleaning Oxidol in the giant economy size package. For this giant Oxidol package saves you money and needless trips to the store. And most important, you'll get a dazzling deep clean wash, and your clothes will stay brighter and new looking longer. Because deep cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down, all the way down into fabrics and gets out graying dirt in your clothes. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get deep cleaning Oxidol today. And save money and time, be sure to ask your dealer for deep cleaning Oxidol in the giant economy size package that saves you money and needless trips to the store. And do you think that Mr. Grayson will accept the folks' invitation? Well, it's another party that all of us are invited to attend. Marietta's wedding party, tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.